Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh my God. Ross, total head back.
Honor has been walking around under a bit of a cloud ever since a dude by the name of Jonah, Wesley College, before you ask, friend-zoned her. Yeah, no, everything that I said to her was met with the same response. Unrepeatable here. And even though that would be considered pretty much poor for the course for teenage girls in this part of the world, I have to admit that I was actually becoming a bit concerned about her. But then on Thursday morning, while we were out in the core, she started to finally come around.
"I want to have work done on my face," she went.
I smiled. I was like, "You're back talking to the old man, huh?"
She was there. "Oh my God, you are such a fucking narcissist."
I'm like, "Narcissists? What do they do again?"
"They have an unreasonably high sense of their own importance," she went.
I was like, "Probably what made me the number 10 that I was, Honor. Probably what made me that player."
"Anywho," she went, "like I said, I want to have, oh my God, everything done. My chin, my nose, my forehead, my lips. I want to go back to school in September and I want everyone to go, oh my God, have you seen Honor O'Carroll Kelly?"
I was there, like Sandra Dee at the end of Grease.
"Yeah, everything is not a fucking film, Dad."
"It is a good movie though, in fairness to it."
"So I'm going to need some money for a few things. I've decided that I'm going to start off with some Botox, some lip filler and some Profilo."
Right.
"Are you okay with that? And the reason I'm asking you is that you're like the cool parent."
"Do you genuinely mean that?"
Yeah. "But then your competition is Mom, so, you know, don't start getting ahead of yourself."
"The cool parent, though. I love that."
"So you don't mind me, like, totally reconstructing my face this summer?"
"At the very, very least, Honor, I'll turn a blind eye to it. How does that sound?"
"Thanks, Dad."
"Hey, it's just great that you're finally snapping out of that mood that you were in." We arrived home, and into the gaff we went. I found Surika in the living room, sitting on the edge of the sofa, the weight of the world on her face. I was like, "Have you been crying?" She went,
"I found these while I was cleaning Honor's room."
And she handed me a stack of what looked very much to me like brochures. "Cleaning Honor's room," I went. "What about, what's her name?"
"Can you not stick to the point, Ross? Look, she's been doing research on Botox, lip filler, Profilo, then all these surgeries to her nose, her cheeks, her forehead. Are you not worried?"
I was like, should I be?
"Ross, our daughter is so unhappy with her appearance that she wants to change absolutely everything about herself."
"Yeah, no, I suppose when you put it like that."
"This is about that boy, the one from Wesley."
"Yeah, the famous Jonah. He's like way out of her league, Surika. I said that from day one. She was pissing into the wind."
"Well, whether that's true or not, she's not going to win him over by changing absolutely everything about her face. I mean, is it even legal to Botox a child?"
"I'd have to ring Hennessy, find out the exact legal position."
"I just think that this is a road she does not want to go down. As a matter of fact, I was thinking we should maybe try to scare her straight."
How exactly?"
"I was thinking we could call to your mom's house one morning before she's put her makeup on for the day."
"Jesus, you don't want to frighten her too much though. That could score her for life."
"Well, at the very least, we need to have a chat with her, Ross."
We?
"Yes, you and I."
"Even though it sounds very much to me like a mother-daughter thing?"
"This is a time for parental solidarity, Ross. We need to show a united front on this."
So, yeah, no, up the stairs to Honor's room we trudged. Surika knocked on the door, and after Honor responded with her usual,
"Fuck off and leave me alone,"
in we went.
Surika was like, "Honor, I found these while I was cleaning your room."
Honor went straight on the defensive. She was there.
"You don't clean my room. Evelina cleans my room. You were in here snooping."
"Evelina, that's her name."
I'm not going to apologise for taking an interest in what goes on in my still teenage daughter's life, Sirica went. If this is about that Wesley boy on her, let me tell you now, he is not worth this.
He is a good-looking dude, in fairness to him, though.
Sirica went, if this is a boy worth knowing, then he'll accept you for who you are. It's not what's on the outside that's important. It's what's on the inside.
Again, I tried to keep my face neutral.
Oh my God, Honor suddenly went. You are such a fucking hypocrite. Look at your face. You get Botox.
Sirica was like,
no, I don't.
Even though she fucking does.
You fucking liar, Honor went. You get Botox. You get Profilo. You've got Invisalign braces on your teeth. You won't go to the gym without a full face of makeup. And you're telling me with a straight face, not a fucking wrinkle on it, by the way, that it's what's on the inside that matters.
Sirica turned around to me and went,
Ross, can you please talk to your daughter? And Anna was like, we've already talked. He said I can get whatever I want done to my face.
Sirica was like, excuse me?
I think what I said was that I turn a blind eye to it, I went. It's not exactly the same thing, Anna.
Sirica gave me the side eye, obviously raging with me.
She went, yeah, no, thanks a fucking bunch, Ross.
And she stormed out of the room. Honor was staring at me like she was trying to come up with a way to kill me without it looking like murder.
I'm there, Honor. I was just trying to play both sides. Keep in with you both.
And she went, yeah, great fucking parenting, Dad. Get the fuck out of my room.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.